Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Bonjour à tous.
Avec Véronica.
And yes, this is the 150th edition of Hicksville. I am as astonished as you are. But as they say, a week is a long time in politics, and sometimes a day seems as long as a week, with the rate of terrible events piling on top of each other. It seems just a short while ago that I met your station head and we decided to embark on Hicksville in the Gers. It only seems a minute ago since we were talking about an incredibly busy 14th of June chez nous, and that was without mentioning the best men's tennis final at Roland-Garros for ages, or across the Manche, King Charles celebrating Trooping the Colour with that red and white and blue flypast, or an array of entertainers being honoured for being entertaining, and perhaps also to show that people not born with a silver cuillère in their mouths can, through talent, hard work and luck, find great success. And being an entertainer is hard work, though it really isn't a hardship. In France, by contrast, France's highest distinction is awarded for both military and civilian merit. Many actors as well, both French and foreign, have received the honour for their contributions to the arts and culture, namely Marion Cotillard, the French actress who played Francis's iconic sparrow, Edith Piaf, in La Vie en Rose, Sir Michael Caine, and not a lot of people know why, Christine Scott Thomas, she's Anglo-French, Sir Roger Moore for services to charity, being people's favourite Bond, and looking great in a blazer, Dennis Hopper for being an easy rider, Orson Welles the ultimate all-rounder, and Betty Davis who told us to fasten our seatbelts, because it was going to be a bumpy night. These are the few, the happy few, who have been recognised. Related or not, some new piece of academic research concludes that good-looking people do better in life. Really? How very enlightening. But yes, the obsession with looks certainly seems here to stay, despite the efforts of sociologists, psychologists, and educationists to tell us that it's the inner you that matters, the inner beauty. Apparently, one in five men in the UK are having tweakments at the moment. That's pinning your ears back, having a nose job, tightening your bums, that kind of thing, non-surgical. But what is very worrying indeed are the many AI apps flooding social media, which rate the looks of anyone who asks them. And who's doing the asking? Mostly young girls. Bring back the wolf whistle and the lived experience, such as we're having in the Gers this week. All this artificial nonsense should be curbed. So what do we have in store this weekend of the longest day, which leads us to the inevitable reduction of daylight thereafter? I had to look this one up. There is a croupionnade at Saint-Pessaire, €15 for adults, somewhat less for children. Well, the croupionnade is the carcass of the canard with French fries. Might not be very sophisticated, but it's very delicious. And that's followed by gâteau basque de cerise. Also on the 21st, you're invited to wrap yourselves in a white sheet, affecting the manner of a druid, to dance about on the bastion for all day and half the night in an event called Solstice. So you could pop in later. After your carcass of duck, you could go and have a party on the bastion. There'll also be a flea market and a jazz concert. So something for everyone. But if you happen to be in the UK, there is the much-lauded production of Midsummer Night's Dream at the Bridge Theatre, directed by Nicholas Heitner, where nothing is as you'd expect it to be. So it's a play for today. On the 22nd, if you survive the excesses of Solstice, there is a lyrical recital at 3:30 at the Abbey de Flahan, with Sarah Jouffroy, mezzo-soprano, and pianist François Daudet, playing Rossini, Offenbach, Satie, Fauré, and Mozart. Sounds lovely. And then I think an early night to prepare you for next week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you then.
www.dfm930.com.